Bowen is in Ottawa calling the game tonight. He was in Lucan last night. And he joins us now. You want to bring him in?
Let's bring him in here. Joe, there was reports from the coaching staff that they were impressed with a certain number, 92, for the Maple Leafs. Yeah. Is that the first time you've ever heard such thing?
I'm trying to think who might also have worn it. But under the circumstances, yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I would think so. Not once did I see him running up and down the stairs. Of course, there was only 5 stairs because there weren't an awful lot of seats.
I should have used those stairs.
Oh, dog, it would have been perfect for you. You know, and he did play pretty well. Ozaganov is a young man that they're hoping is going to kind of maybe duplicate Nikita Zaitsev's arrival here from playing in the KHL. But he's a bigger body, a right-handed shot. And he did. He played well in his first NHL experience as far as the exhibition is concerned. And even thank God it wasn't the other Russian kid that we're trying to remember how to pronounce his name, although he's not playing tonight either, so that's good.
Joe, speaking of a right-handed...
FDA.
Yeah, don't even worry. Send him back to junior quick.
Yeah, I got that, yeah.
Joe, speaking of the right-handed shots, there's some great centermen. There's obviously the big three. I don't know what Cracknell is going to turn out to be or if he makes the team, but do you think there's a need for that right-handed centerman on the fourth line that can win a draw on your own end from that right side?
I would think so, O-Dog. But you know what? I think he's really got to be able to be a premier defensive player.
Mm-hmm. A guy obviously has to play.
Yeah, and that means he's got to be a real accomplished penalty killer. I think that there's going to be some competition from Frederick Gauthier in that department, maybe, because the team is not a big team by any stretch of the imagination in the forward line. And Gauthier does at least bring some size. He's not the most aggressive guy, but he does bring some size down low to help that. So we'll watch that tonight because he'll be in the lineup here in Ottawa. But, they're going to have their fourth line, I don't think, is going to play nearly as much as it has in past. And why would it? Mm-hmm. And when it does, it's going to be in a defensive role and probably in a specialty role. And mm-hmm. two of those guys are going to have to be penalty killers, I think.
Yeah, they're going to get a lot of that. Fourth line's going to get a lot of blowout win, blowout loss time.
Well, you know what? It's going to be an interesting change in the philosophy of the coaching staff and certainly of Mike Babcock, who certainly had a much more equal ice time disposition for everybody in past years. But I can't see that being the case now when you've got 3 really good lines and 3 really accomplished centermen to kind of spur the entire attack. And certainly the Kadri line is going to be leaned on maybe to be a little bit of a matchup line at some points. But I think that the whole philosophy is going to change. Let them try to figure out how they're going to match up to the Leafs and not worry about trying to be the team that's doing the matching.
With Joe Bowen, Leafs Sens tonight in Ottawa. You can hear the game right here on TSN 1050. Prior to having you on, Bonesy, we were talking about Tavares and the debut, and Leaf fans have been dreaming about that since July 1st with him. But in reality, Leaf fans have been dreaming about it their whole lives. You know, a local superstar finally coming home and playing on a cup-contending team.
Well, now you're forgetting about that O'Neill kid.
Right, outside of that. O-Dog notwithstanding.
Notwithstanding.
Right. Yeah. How cool was that for you?
Those were wonderful years.
Yes, how could we forget? Post-lockout, everyone was so tuned in. How cool was that for you last night, calling Tavares, and especially the 2 goals?
It is special. I've known his uncle, probably longer than I've known John, the hockey player, and his uncle was a magnificent athlete and a wonderful lacrosse player. And then to have John Tavares, in the first goal round, and maybe in his first game in a Leaf uniform, he'll score 4 goals too in the regular season and really have all of the jaws flapping. But having said that, I think it was a big moment for him as well. To kind of get that over with and to at least be productive and score so that it's not kind of weighing on him and anything else. He's going to have a wonderful time playing with Marner if that's in fact going to be the matchup that Mike Babcock is going to utilize, and it appears that that will be the situation at least to start the season. And it was great to see that they had some chemistry and a lot of it. And the ice was bad and it was a smaller rink. There wasn't an awful lot of room, but they were still pretty productive. So I think that it was a big moment for him. I think a big moment for Leaf fans, and just a precursor of what's going to come.
And the big boy steps on the ice tonight, Austin Matthews. And Jonas, you brought this conversation to the floor earlier this afternoon. The idea of the two of them kind of feeding off each other, and Babcock kind of needling one or the other based on which one's going hot. And it's a preseason game. I mean, ultimately, it's completely meaningless. But with Tavares doing what he did last night, I'm embracing myself for Matthews putting on a clinic tonight. Do you get that impression that he would be inspired by what's going on with Tavares and the love he's getting?
Why wouldn't he? I mean, this is when you have two dynamic players on the same roster, they push each other, and it's going to be a friendly competition that is going to benefit everyone around them and certainly the team as a whole. So I can't think of a better situation to have where you've got two of these guys who are going to be on different lines, who are going to be centering two different sets of wingers, and there'll be competition there as well. But when you look at the depth that the Leafs have up front in the offensive part of their game, three lines are going to be able to score and score a lot. And I think that the more they compete against each other, the better it's going to be for everyone concerned. And you know what? You're looking at two players that very well should be in the top 10 in scoring, maybe in the National Hockey League. And that is going to add some competition to it as well. So it's something to look forward to, that's for sure.
With Joe Bowen, he's going to have the call tonight on TSN Radio. It's Leafs Sens, game 2 of 8 in the preseason. There's a lot of players, too, man. I mean, you were in Lucan last night, Bonesy, and now it's a completely different lineup tonight.
And we won't see, you know, anything that resembles opening night until maybe the last game, the home-and-home situation with Detroit, and whether Mike Babcock wants to put the team that's going to start the season on home ice or put it on the ice in Detroit. But it's going to be like this right through from they have so many exhibition games. And most teams are doing 6 or 5, and but the Leafs, of course, are much more different than any other franchise. And so 8 preseason games, and you're right, it's 2 different teams.
Well, and it sounds like Liljegren and Sandin are going to play tonight,
yeah.
Right? Like, so
yeah.
Here's that. That's
yep.
Interesting. That's for Leaf fans of the future, right? The last 2 first-round picks, both defensemen and both Swedish. So we'll see what they've got tonight.
That will be a very interesting situation to watch them. I'm really looking forward to seeing how Liljegren has come along over the course of a year playing with the Marlies. And, you know, what a great way to debut, to go on to the American Hockey League and win a Calder Cup and go through all of the rigmarole and the pressure of playing at that level. What a great learning experience for all of these young players that were a part of that. And, you know, we've talked many times about earning the jersey. Well, they've taken a major step towards earning the jersey at the National Hockey League level by being as good as they were last year, especially for Liljegren. And it'll be interesting to see how his Patriot countrymen will handle things tonight playing alongside him.
Enjoy it tonight. We always appreciate you doing this for us. We'll do it again down the road. Thanks, Bonesy.
Anytime, guys.
There's Joe Bowen.